Passage F. The first impression you make on another person in business is the most important you will ever make, full stop. If that impression is unfavourable, it will take a lot of luck and a lot of work to overcome the negative feelings a person has towards you, full stop. Do you remember the initial impression someone made on you the last time they tried to sell you something? Question mark. In the first 5 minutes, either consciously or unconsciously, you will have decided whether you would like to buy something from them, full stop. If you are making a one-off purchase, then, for the sake of convenience, you may decide to ignore how you feel about the salesperson, because you think you will never see them again, full stop. You will also need to make a purchase from a company which is a monopoly supplier, whether or not you like the person who is selling it to you, full stop. These are the lessons a salesperson must learn, full stop. Thinking about how you feel as a purchaser is one of the most important training and development exercises for you, full stop. You will depend for survival on existing clients giving you repeat business, so the first impression you give should be as positive an image as possible, full stop. Before you meet someone, you will have an image in your own mind of what they will look like, full stop. You will have some expectations because you will have heard their voice, will have had some experience of people from similar backgrounds, and you will know something about the industry and the company, full stop. The idea now of presenting yourself in a, quote, slick, unquote, way is almost certain to guarantee that the client will feel resistant to purchasing, full stop. You have to understand your own marketplace so that you reinforce the prospective purchaser's expectations of what you will look like and what you will be like, and thereby have a greater chance of making a sale, full stop. If you do not match up to the image of how the client believes a professional salesperson should present themselves, then you will be at a disadvantage, full stop. If someone rarely notices what a salesperson is wearing, then that person is wearing the wrong clothes and will create a negative impression, full stop. You also need to develop rapport as an art form, because this is a necessary skill, full stop. You need to adjust your own behavior to match the behavior of the client and thereby create a rapport between you, full stop. Clients who feel some rapport with you will be much more willing to discuss their business and will feel that you understand and that you care about them and their company, full stop.